Federal authorities expect to return a 13-year-old boy's remains to his Native American tribe in South Dakota this fall. The Friday statement comes days after the tribe wrote to urge a faster return of the child. The boy died at a federal boarding school for Indigenous children in 1879. The Sisseton Wahpeton Oyate wrote to the head of the U.S. Army's cemetery office last week to demand movement on their effort to have the remains of Amos LaFramboise returned from a graveyard in Pennsylvania. The letter describes him as the son of one of the tribe's most celebrated leaders, Chief Joseph LaFramboise. The Army says it expects the child's remains to be returned later this year. Cheyenne River is taking steps to legalize gambling. During the regular Cheyenne River Sioux Tribal Council session on March 8th, the Economic Development Committee moved to, among other things, allow tribal attorney Mark Van Norman to draft a gaming compact with the state of South Dakota and to appoint the Tribal Economic Development Committee as the gaming commission. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.